We now turn to a British photojournalist who's been documenting the plight of Syrian refugees from a unique angle. Bradley Secker came up with the idea of snapping people's hands holding the house keys from the homes they were forced to abandon or lost. Earlier, we spoke to him from Turkey and he told us more about this photo project, which he's titled Nakba, an Arabic term that translates as catastrophe and has a strong connotation in the Middle East. We started by asking Bradley to explain his decision to photograph the refugees' house keys instead of their faces.
I decided to take pictures of people's house keys rather than their faces because I'd been working a lot in the refugee camps to start with over a long period of time since quite early on in the Syrian conflict. And there was still, even now, there's still the kind of fear that people have of revealing their faces. And I think the hands of people are very expressive. Arguably, they're the second most expressive part of the body after the face. And I think you can tell a lot from the photographs I have about the individual, you know, male, female, old, young, and also what kind of life they've had. I feel like it leaves people with a bit more mysterious background about who they might be, and it helps the viewer maybe to understand that it's everybody. It could be you. I think it's more relative for the viewer, more relatable to, instead of the face, to have a key, which pretty much could be anybody.
Bradley, you say it could be anybody, but then again, you've given this project the label of Nakba, which is quite a loaded term normally associated with Palestine. Why did you call it that?
True, the Nakba, the word Nakba, has a huge cultural importance and significance within the Arab world and the Arab psyche, linked obviously with Palestine. I called it Nakba because it means catastrophe in Arabic, and for me, whenever I've witnessed what's happening in Syria, it's a humanitarian catastrophe. So I stepped into this loaded term and I thought, okay, I'll take the risk to call it the Syrian Nakba. And so far it's been perceived very well and people understand the connotations of it.
And there's also a link in a way with the Palestinian Nakba because keys were very important. The keys of the houses they had to leave behind were important in that event. And you've taken pictures of people's house keys too with the Syrian Nakba.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the keys are a very important symbol, I think, of identity and of return, especially, refugees are people that have had to leave their homes. And once you've left your home, pretty much the only thing you have left is what you can carry on your back and your keys. So I think the pictures, the idea of photographing keys is something that hopefully, these images, for me, they're very optimistic. They're very hopeful of return, which also is partly linked with the Palestinian Nakba. The people took their keys in the hope that they would be able to return. There's also a lot of memory linked with the association of home, and I think people's keys help them connect with that and remember their home and their life and their identity.
Bradley, you've talked to a lot of different refugees also for this project, obviously. Which story would you say stuck with you the most?
A man I photographed just last week who had a Lego man as his keychain, which had lights in the legs of the feet of this Lego man. And it looked very childish and very funny, but he said it's actually got a huge importance for him. During the bombardment of Homs, his neighborhood was very heavily hit, and he said the only source of light that he had during a significant period of about a week was from the keys of this Lego man. So for him, in his eyes, the lights and these keys pretty much saved his life and his sanity during the time in Homs.
Bradley, you've covered lots of different humanitarian crises and refugee crises across the Middle East in your work as a photojournalist. Do you see parallels between them, or is this Syrian one very different?
No, I think in terms of covering post-conflict areas and refugee situations, they're all pretty much similar because it's a humanitarian need. People are displaced. People are looking for something better and looking to live, looking to be able to survive. Those things are very common and I think, universal values of people that have been displaced and refugees. What strikes me about what's happening in Syria, because I'm based in Turkey, it's interesting and saddening more than anything else to see how it's developed over the last 2.5 years where I've been based between Antakya in the south of Turkey near the Syrian border and in Istanbul. Well, some of the refugee camps in southern Turkey, for example, have about 24,000 people. And I was just completely taken away by this. And when you go to the border itself, you just see tens of people crossing every single day. I'd never witnessed personally something like that as it was happening.
Bradley, the Syrian conflict, obviously a savage conflict, well over 100,000 people already dead. And many of the people whom you photographed for your project, they don't even have houses to return to. Why are they keeping their keys?
It's true. Many of the people I photographed with the Syrian Nakba series told me clearly that they do not have a house to return to, although they still want to keep the keys, and they do have the keys. And it was quite interesting when I, in one of the refugee camps or in the urban environment, asking people, do you have the keys for your home in Syria? They said, yeah, yeah. And they'd run off, or, you know, they'd get their children to go and get the keys, and they knew exactly where the keys were. And they brought them to me, and I said, you know, I asked them, I've got a formulaic set of questions, which is somebody's first name, somebody's age, the location of their house, how long it's been since they were last in the house, and the more broad question is, what does home mean to you? So even if they didn't have a house that still existed, people would say often, the house, what does home mean to you? My existence, or the place I grew up. A couple of others would be something like, you know, I wish to return, my memories, we will go back. And I think there's still this optimism that even if the house doesn't exist, people still have the house in their head, in their heart, and no, the key, maybe it's a very symbolic thing that they can return at some point and build a new house.